World Soccer Talk Radio is here with you on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Pleasure to be with you as always. My name is Nate Aberea. Tweet me at NateWST and follow us on the Twitter sphere at World Soccer Talk. And for updates on this fine soccer program at Sports Byline USA World Soccer Talk Radio. Pleased to welcome in Thomas Rongen in this edition of the program, the former manager of the United States U-20 team and the current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies, and someone who definitely has some very strong opinions on the U.S. soccer scene as it stands right now, not to mention the man named Jurgen Klinsmann. We're going to talk to Mr. Rongen about his thoughts on the Jurgen. We're going to talk about the situation in the NASL and what's going on with the Tampa Bay Rowdies, how their season's going, how that new stadium is looking. We're talking LVG. Thomas Rongen, originally born in Holland, a proud Dutchman, and we're going to talk about one of the most talked about Dutch coaches in the world over the last couple of years, and especially in the Premier League this season, Louis van Gaal, LVG, the lessons learned at Old Trafford for LVG. We're talking about the Dutch national team and the classic philosophy dating back to the 70s and how that might be going out the window. A lot of people fear that the age-old Dutch philosophy of football is becoming a thing of the past. We'll see what Thomas has to say about that. Chelsea beat Leicester 3-1 earlier today. Leicester led that match 1-0 at halftime, and it looked like they were going to be on their way to their fifth consecutive victory, the Great Escape in full swing, but back came, I'm just going to call them, the champions. I know it hasn't officially been clinched yet, but Chelsea, surely the champions in 2014-2015, and they showed it on the road against Leicester. 3 goals in the second half, but it was Nigel Pearson who stole the show post-match within 90 seconds. In the span of 90 seconds, he called a reporter silly, he called a reporter stupid, and he called that same reporter an ostrich. That's right, a silly, stupid ostrich. Nigel Pearson, if there is but one reason that I hope Leicester stays up, it is so you do not leave our sights and our ears. Stay in the Premier League, Nigel. Stay in the Prem Foxes. Back with Thomas Rongen on the other side of this break. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a 2-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from 7 different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
Soccer Talk Radio is back with you here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Aberea. Be sure to follow me on Twitter and give me some grief in the Twitter sphere at NateWST, at World Soccer Talk, and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the show. We are privileged to be joined by former U.S. Men's U-20 National Team manager and current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies, Mr. Thomas Rongen. Thomas, how's the day treating you, sir?
Very well, Nate. How's yours?
Absolutely fantastic. The sun shining brightly here in Northern California, but it's time to talk about Florida, specifically your Tampa Bay Rowdies. Why don't you let us know real quickly how the season's going, as well as the stadium developments down there and the atmosphere around Tampa Bay Rowdies soccer?
Yeah, you're right, Nate. It's been an interesting ride. I signed, probably late December after I talked to our current president and my former president of the Tampa Bay Mutiny, Farouk Qureshi, who brought me in. And after a short amount of time talking to the ownership group here, it was an easy choice. They were very committed. They had the resources to do things right, i.e. $4 million to refurbish a baseball stadium. It really looks like a soccer stadium now. It's right in the water, downtown St. Petersburg. Pretty much carte blanche on revamping the roster. So we brought in 21 new players. We went to 12-month contracts, apartments, and health insurance for players and their families. So, it was very clear for me from day one that this was the right position for me, the right city to be in, and almost like the circle is round. I started here in 96, and I'm back here at 58, loving every minute of it. We're 2-1-1 currently, sitting in second place behind the New York Cosmos, and we think that we only will get better over time since we brought in a lot of new players. It's almost like an expansion team, and we've done that with some former MLS players like Marcelo Zaragoza, Michael Santos, Ben Sweat, Richard Balchin, and we surround them with some younger talent, some unknowns, Darwin Espinal, who was the leading goal scorer in the JUCO for the last 2 years. Who's done well for us. He scored some goals for us already as a 20-year-old, not only in preseason against Benfica and Sporting in Portugal, but also against the reigning champions, San Antonio Scorpions, that we beat in our opening game at 3-1. We got a great result last weekend against Jacksonville to get us finally the home win that our fans deserve, because they had not won a game since August of last year. So things are going well. Thanks for asking.
Well, Thomas, how would you compare, you reference the inaugural season of Major League Soccer back with your post with the Tampa Bay Mutiny, and now it kind of coming full circle for you here in NASL with the Rowdies. And everyone wants to talk about, kind of comparative examinations of whether it's USL, NASL, whether it's NASL and MLS. How would you explain to someone the talent level, the quality of the soccer of the NASL right now?
Well, I think, and I've seen obviously a lot of games last year. I lived in South Florida, so I used to go to the Fort Lauderdale Striker games. That was near and dear to me, because in the old NASL, I played for the Strikers quite a few years. And the level has risen this year dramatically. I mean, just look at Indy 11 right now. You know, you got a guy that played at Indy 11 that starts, by the way, tonight. Montreal is up 1-0, so well done, MLS, against Club America. And here's a goalkeeper that played in the NASL, even played in the USL 2 years ago, that steps in and starts tonight. So I think that gives you a little bit of an idea what the level is like. Do we have designated players? We don't. The majority of the league, maybe New York does with Raul and Senna. But I think that most teams can compete on a higher level. And I think the U.S. Open Cup might be maybe a little bit of a measuring stick. Tampa beat Seattle last year. But I think that's tough, too. In one-off games, anything can happen. I really feel that some of the NHL teams can play in MLS and can compete and do quite well. But again, I don't think it's about comparison. It's about the growth of football in this country. And I'm glad the USL is thriving. I'm glad that the NHL is doing well. I'm glad that Minnesota is able to jump from the NHL to MLS, which I'm sure is not the only team in the future that will happen with. So it's all healthy. It's all good for the sport, I think.
Well, Thomas Rongen is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. And I'm really glad you brought up Minnesota. And you talk about NASL teams perhaps being able to compete in many cases on an even playing field with MLS sides. Well, Minnesota United is going to get their chance to be a part of Major League Soccer. And do you think that's a good recipe to follow? We don't need to get into promotion and relegation. We talk about that all the time around the soccer circles. Do you think it's a good thing for NASL, the way Minnesota is leaving and heading to Major League Soccer?
Yeah, I really think so. I mean, it's proven to be a little bit of a formula of success. Look at Orlando. You know, Orlando's kept out right now at the season ticket base. Drew again, 40,000 plus in their last home game, 64,000 in their first game of the season. It's almost a little Seattle-like, huge crowds that look like they continue through the year. They had 2 or 3 years to prepare, similar to Minnesota. They start selling tickets now already. You can create a little buzz around the city. You can announce maybe a big-time designated player that will drive some ticket sales. You can start thinking already about how you want to revamp and what kind of players you want to add. So I think it's and obviously it allows teams to build their stadiums. So it's by MLS very, very smart. And why not go with existing teams that have a fan base already, that are liked in the community, that have ownership groups that are, you know, that are competitive, that want to go forward? I think it's very, very smart.
Hey, on the other side of our first break here with you, Thomas, I want to talk to you all about the Dutch national team, LVG, at Manchester United, as well as some stuff relating to Jurgen Klinsmann. But just to quickly wrap up this NASL talk, we've got about 2 minutes left here in the segment. How would you sum up the New York Cosmos situation? Because it's gone from exciting to laughable to exciting again to all sorts of intrigue to some controversy. How would you sum up what's going on with one of the most famous monikers in all of American soccer history and kind of the resurrection of the Cosmos name up there in New York?
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of obviously what's happened between them and MLS over the last few years. The chances of them becoming a third MLS team in New York are probably very remote, especially in the near future. We played the first game at home when Pele and Beckenbauer were there, so you can see still that the international star that played there, a very fond connection and memory of the New York Cosmos when they played in Giant Stadium, obviously in front of 50,000 or 60,000 people. That has changed to a certain extent. They're playing on turf right now at Hofstra. Not ideal, but no, they're sold out. And it was a great atmosphere. And Raul and Senna added something to that. But also the younger players like Danny Satella and you know, some other players that make that team tick and make them a very, very good team in the NASL. In terms of the short or long-term future, what the ownership group is thinking, I'm not totally sure. I don't want to speculate. I hope they stay obviously within NASL, and they are a great franchise for this league.
Again, Thomas Rangan is our guest, the current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies and the former manager of the U.S. U-20 men's national team, and also a very, very storied playing and coaching career for our guest here in this edition of World Soccer Talk Radio on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. And when we get back on the other side of this break, we're going to head to the place where Thomas was born. That's right. We're talking a little Dutch soccer. We're talking about the Dutch national team and what many people fear, that the classic Dutch philosophy, the beautiful Dutch philosophy, is becoming a thing of the past with the national team. We'll also talk about Louis van Gaal at Manchester United, and a little later in the show, Jurgen Klinsmann and his post as United States men's national team manager. All that and more right here, World Soccer Talk Radio. Nate Abarrea and Thomas Rangan back with you after this.
Are you sick and tired of paying more than $100 a month for your TV bill? Well, if so, I've got the solution for you. It's called Fubo TV, and it's the best way to watch the greatest leagues from around the world. Fubo TV is a legal and affordable streaming service that delivers live and on-demand HD broadcasts of BN Sports, Goal TV, Benfica TV, and more. That means you can watch La Liga, Serie A, the Bundesliga, Ligue 1, Copa America, and more. With Fubo TV, the broadcast stream to your computer, smartphone, tablet, Roku, or Amazon Fire TV. Plus, Fubo TV works with Chromecast, so you can cast the games to your TV set. Best of all, Fubo TV is offering a two-week free trial, so you can watch as much soccer as you like. Go to fubo.tv/radio and sign up today. And if you love what you see, a monthly subscription to Fubo TV is only $6.99 per month. So sign up at fubo.tv/radio right now. FUBO.TV/radio and start enjoying the best soccer from around the world at home, work, or on the go.
Soccer fans, I have a question for you. Which is the only soccer network in the United States that shows games from Ajax, PSV, Colo-Colo, Benfica, Zenit, and other teams? The answer is NGSN, a brand new online sports network that offers live and on-demand games from seven different leagues from around the world for free, no strings attached. With your free 90-day trial, you can watch as many league games from the following countries as you like: Holland, Portugal, Russia, Chile, Bolivia, Ecuador, and Venezuela. NGSN is the only place you can watch Eredivisie games, featuring star players such as Memphis Depay, Andres Guardado, Aaron Johansson, and many more. Plus all of the games from those leagues that are available on your Windows PC or Mac, and your Apple iPhone or Android device. Commentaries are offered in English or Spanish, plus the games are in HD. Now, this is a completely new and legal way to watch soccer games in the United States. Try it, and I think you'll be impressed. All you have to do is go to freesoccertrial.com and sign up today for your free 90-day trial to NGSN. No credit card is required. You just sign up and go. Again, that's freesoccertrial.com. Cheers.
World Soccer Talk Radio is back with you live here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarrea. Follow me on Twitter and send me all your hate mail and love mail if you got time for it at NateWST and at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA for updates on the program World Soccer Talk Radio. And it is a pleasure to be joined by Thomas Rangan in this edition of the program, Tampa Bay Rowdies manager and former head coach of the U.S. U-20 team. We're going to talk about another Dutch-born manager who is now plying his trade in England with the Red Devils, Manchester United. I speak, of course, Thomas, of LVG, Louis van Gaal. What do you think, Louis van Gaal? What do you think? What's that, Thomas?
We got a few Dutchies. Mr. Advocaat at Sunderland, Mr. Koeman at Southampton, doing miracles with that team. And then we got, we got Louis. Louis is Louis.
Well, and let's get into Louis being Louis right here, because he's definitely a, some people would call him a polarizing figure. I've heard some other choice words labeled on him in the recent past, some fair, some unfair. Let's just talk about what you think he's learned this year, because it has been a roller coaster ride and then some for Manchester United in the Premier League this season. What do you think LVG has learned as the manager of Manchester United?
I don't think LVG learns. He teaches, and that's, I think, one of the shortcomings. He's a brilliant tactician. He's a pretty good man manager, but where he has a short, and that's the reason why he had to leave Barcelona and Bayern, that he doesn't do, he's not politically correct. And you got to love him for that, or you got to hate him for that. But I think, knowing the English press, they're going to be merciful. He is arrogant, to be real honest. He doesn't like people that are opinionated, although he's the worst of them all. But he also has success. You know, he won several European championships with a very young Ajax team that really made him the manager he was. Coached some of the biggest clubs in the world, you know, Barcelona, Bayern, and now Man United. So clearly he's respected on the highest level. Did a miracle job with the Dutch national team in the last World Cup when everybody really didn't expect him to do anything. But I think this is a different kettle of fish. And the reason being is, you have to respect the institution that Man United is. And nobody can be bigger than the institution. And that's what Ferguson did so well by keeping also his backroom staff with great knowledge of the club around. Louis hasn't done that yet. He kept gigs, but I don't know if it was more of a PR move. I think he's playing a little bit of a different brand of football, which you also have to respect because that's his style. But it's very un-United-like. And I think that, that he will get another opportunity next year, but that he's got to become a little bit more humble, I think, in the way he approaches things and in the way he does things. And if that's something he can learn over time and realizes maybe at the end of the season, look back at it and his advisors around him can say, Louis, you got to deal better with journalists. You got to deal better with people in the boardroom. You got to deal better with players and not play Falcao in the under-21s without any explanations. Those are areas where he can improve. I don't know if he will because he's never done it in the past. But if he doesn't, I think failure is something that will happen to him. Maybe not short-term, but definitely long-term.
Well, Thomas Rongen, I'm curious to hear, what is your background with Louis van Gaal? Have you met the man? Have you spent any time around the man? What's your background with LVG?
No, I have not. I've met him several times, but I can't say that he is a person that I know well or vice versa. I was steeped, unfortunately, I was coached by Rinus Michels, both at Ajax as a youth player, and then later in the NASL, with the LA Aztecs. I played with Croy for 2 years. I think if you look at my principles and philosophies, it's steeped in the Croy and Meagles philosophy. And I spent a long time with Dick Advocaat during the 94 World Cup as a team liaison for the Dutch national team, and was on the bench and was able to witness and be part of their strategy and their practice sessions. So those are more my mentors, and as I said again, I only know Louis from afar.
Well, it's still some really interesting stuff, and it transitions perfectly into what I wanted to talk about next with you, Thomas. Again, Nate Abarrea here with Thomas Rongen, the current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies and the former manager of the U.S. U-20s. Let's talk about the Dutch national team, a side that you know oh so well from your childhood to your playing career to your time as an advisor, as a coach. A lot of people fearing, and with the Dutch struggles in Euro 2016 qualifying, that what has been really an age-old Dutch philosophy of the way football is supposed to be played. And you go back to the Clockwork Orange of the 70s, and people fearing that Goose Hiddink is really steering not just a little bit away from classic Dutch style, but a long way away. How would you respond to that? And are you at all fearful that what many people look at as one of the most beautiful footballing philosophies, not only in historic contexts, but really even in recent times, do you fear that Dutch philosophy, classic Dutch philosophy of football is going to become a thing of the past?
No, I really don't think so, because the key teams, and at the end of the day, there's only one team in Holland, which is Ajax, will always stay true to their identity and their culture and the way they football, and systematically, that's the 4-3-3. Now, coaches that have come with our Dutch national team, I mean, Louis van Gaal played out of a 3-5-2 in the last World Cup and tried to actually implement that with Man U very early on, wasn't successful, went back to a 4. And you see the same thing with Goose Hiddink. Goose Hiddink is another guy that coached some big clubs in the world, very well respected, very knowledgeable about the game. They will turn this around because we keep producing very, very talented players. And the last friendly game against, what was it, Spain, you saw the free-flowing football that we expect from Holland again. I think this is just a little glitch. We still will qualify for 2016 and 2018. There's no doubt in my mind. Goose is on a bit of a short leash, no doubt about it. But I think that we've got some very young footballing managers, like Ronald Koeman, for instance, at Southampton, that clearly can take the reins in the next decade and not transform, but continue to stay true to what makes us special: creative, technical, dominant, total football, almost to the point where, we rather win beautifully than lose or win with physical force. And that's maybe the reasons why we haven't been successful in the three World Cup finals we were in, because our philosophy, our mentality is also a detriment to winning games at the highest level. We just don't have that ruthlessness. And maybe Mourinho should be brought in. He could maybe change that.
You got to love it, Thomas Rongen. Definitely calling for Koeman to be a Dutch national team manager of the future. We shall see about the special one, perhaps someday taking the reins of the Dutch national team. And in regards to the World Cup finals of Holland, you look back to the 70s and playing against back-to-back host nations in the finals definitely was not in the favor of the Dutch national team. And look, Mr. Rongen, we could talk about this for hours. Sadly, we've only got about 2 minutes left here in this segment. But let's take a trip real quickly back to the 1970s. Can you just paint a picture real quick of what it was like growing up around that time, being a part as a player, just of the culture of Dutch football in what many people look at as the glory days of the 1970s?
Oh, I know. Incredible. For me to be able to go to the Ajax Stadium, or if the games were bigger, the Olympic Stadium, which is in downtown Amsterdam, and have to sneak in because I didn't have the money to watch my idols, Johan Cruyff, Piet Keijzer, Johan Neeskens, coached by Rinus Michels, winning 3 out of 4 European championships, going to some of those places, and then being able to watch every game in the World Cup live, because I did get tickets at a very young age, drove with a few buddies over the German border to Germany, and watched what eventually became, through Rinus Michels, Clockwork Orange and Total Football. You see Wim Suruby and Ruud Krol, the two fullbacks of Ajax at that time, basically becoming wingers. Johnny Rep and Van Hanegem playing inside out. Looking at Cruyff in the finals, picking up the ball in his own half, being the last player on the field, and he was the number 9. And I just gracefully just ending up in the penalty box after, I think, 40-something consecutive passes without the Germans even touching it, and I'm getting a PK, which unfortunately came way too early, and Nieskin scored and put us up 1-0, and eventually we lost against their Kaiser and their bomber, Gerd Müller, it was just an awesome time to be part of Dutch football and see my heroes play a brand of football that was the envy of the world, and that became the future of football for a lot of countries. I mean, you know, you look at Migos and Cruyff going to Barcelona and building La Masia. You look at people that talk about the influence of the Dutch and going back to Cruyff and Migos being the founders of this beautiful total football that other countries and clubs try to emulate, Barca in particular, obviously. That was pretty awesome to be part of that as a young kid and growing up, and now being able to use that as a coach. I played out of a 4-3-3 with my under 20 teams in the World Cup. I played a 4-3-3 with DC United.
Just a beautiful trip down memory lane, Thomas. And we're going to snap back into the present day on the other side of this break and talk a little Jurgen Klinsmann. Nate Abarrea and Thomas Rongen back with you. Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, World Soccer Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
I'm a carbon fiber 29er full suspension mountain bike. My owner and I are attached to the hip, literally. Or we were, until the apartment got robbed while he was at his vinyasa yoga class. And the burglar used me to make his getaway. My owner's going to be uber bummed when he realizes I'm gone. I guess he'll have to find another way to get his daily dose of adrenaline. Maybe he can take up urban beekeeping.
Your stuff can't protect itself. That's why the Geico Insurance Agency helps make it easy to switch and save on renter's insurance. Renter's insurance will cover personal property loss or damage as well as provide liability protection. Visit geico.com today.
Attention catheter users. Stop reusing dirty catheters. Catheters are now disposable. Recent changes in Medicare now allow patients up to 200 disposable catheters a month, all at little or no cost to you. We bill Medicare. Put an end to the mess and risk of infection by using old catheters. Just use a catheter once and throw it away. Eliminate trips to the pharmacy and insurance paperwork. Shipping is free. Receive a free catheter sample by calling and joining Medical Direct Club right now.
Call 1-800-399-9018 to receive your free catheter sample discreetly delivered right to your door. That's 1-800-399-9018. 1-800-399-9018. Call 1-800-399-9018 today.
Deductibles and copays apply. Free catheter samples require qualified membership. Sample will arrive with 90-day order.
We all know healthcare has changed drastically. It's quite the puzzle to sort through your options and find a health insurance plan that's affordable and maximizes your benefits. And you're now required by law to have health insurance, or you may pay a tax penalty. So let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. They offer plans from over 120 different companies and can even help you obtain government subsidies. Let them do all the research for you and show you how affordable health insurance can be, a service that's at no extra cost to you. Call now and learn your options to find affordable health insurance. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of Inspire Insurance Solutions, Inc., which is a licensed insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service availability varies by state.
I love iHeartRadio.
iHeartRadio.
Love it.
Everywhere, man.
Seriously.
Everywhere, man.
20 million songs from 450,000 artists. iHeartRadio.
Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota.
I create my own radio stations.
iHeartRadio. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. My name is Nate Abarrea, your host. Tweet me at NateWST. Follow me on Twitter at NateWST. And follow us at World Soccer Talk and at Sports Byline USA. And if you haven't already, you need to sign up for that free 14-day trial to Fubo TV. You got to go to fubo.tv/radio. And you will get, we've talked all about the championship in England, the race for promotion, the race to the promised land. Well, teams fighting for those final playoff spots down there in the English Championship. All of that action will be live on BN Sports at 7:15 a.m. Eastern Time in the States on Saturday. And you can pick all of that up through BN Sports on Fubo TV. All you got to do is go to fubo.tv/radio. It's a free 14-day trial. You go in on Saturday, you get to see who gets into the playoffs, who gets those automatic promotion spots. Watford and Bournemouth pretty much have those wrapped up. Watford, surely. Bournemouth looking, unless they lose by something like 19 goals, Bournemouth will be going up as well. Will Middlesbrough win the playoffs? All of that and more. Be sure to check out the championship live through Fubo TV on Saturday, fubo.tv/radio. And then after the championship, you get Barcelona against Cordoba and then Sevilla against Real Madrid. So you get the Titans of Spanish football after those championship matches. You cannot ask for more, and it's absolutely free. And you get 14 days free trial to Fubo TV. So again, one last time, go to fubo.tv/radio and be sure to tell them that World Soccer Talk Radio sent you there. Thomas Rongen, the Tampa Bay Rowdies manager and former manager of the U.S. U-20s, is our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. We talked all about the NASL and the Tampa Bay Rowdies season, their new-look stadium. We talked about LVG, one of the duchies in the Premier League, as Thomas Rongen said, and the stubbornness, shall we say, of Louis van Gaal. We talked about the Dutch national team and Guus Hiddink and if the classic Dutch philosophy is going to be a thing of the past if they are not careful. Thomas definitely sees total football staying entrenched as part of the Dutch tradition for years to come. So it is time to move back stateside and talk about the United States men's national team, and namely one man by the name of Jurgen Klinsmann. Recently, Thomas, on one of our sister programs, Soccer Morning, you were quite critical of Jurgen Klinsmann, and paraphrasing here, but essentially said that you don't really feel he's the man for the job at this time for the U.S. men's national team. So we heard all about that. And so what I want to ask you here this evening is, given the criticisms that you had, and in my opinion, not just blowing smoke at you here, some very reasonable criticisms of Jurgen Klinsmann, what I want to know from you, Thomas, is what would you be doing differently if you were the man in charge of the U.S. men's national team?
Well, that's a great question. You know, I mean, I probably need to state a few things, you know. First of all, I'm not so sure where we're going with the dual nationals. And again, it has nothing to do with that, because I was probably the one that started looking at players with dual nationalities. You know, Mix Diskerud being a great example, Anthony Brooks being another example, Alfredo Morales being another example, Terrence Boyd another example, Keith Sweater, and Julian Green. And I never envisioned, though, that all of those players, I try to identify those players on young levels to see if they eventually could get to the highest level and represent our country, but just to see a lot of German middle-of-the-road players that don't play for Bayern or Dortmund, for that matter, consistently starting for us. That, to me, is a little bit alarming, especially since we're trying to develop American players in this country. And I think the less chances you give to those players, the less chance you have to produce high-level players that can perform in a World Cup level. So that's one. You know, you look at our history before Klinsmann, they were welcome, but they were special players, be it Thomas Tuchel, be it Regis, be it Ernie Stewart, the difference makers. Really, I'm not so sure that all of these players are. And are we grooming just average German-American players, you know? I looked at the bench for the last two games. You look at Bertie Vokes, you look at Woods, you look at Javier Perez, you look at Andy Herzog. I didn't see one American coach with our senior national team. And again, if we are trying to groom and make our coaches better, then, you know, you need to integrate some of those guys. And Dieter Hamann is also part of Herzog's setup with the under 23s. And then Klinsmann, obviously, is a technical director and also the head coach. Saying that, they've won the last two CONCACAF World Cup qualifying campaigns, so better than Mexico. They've gone out of the round of 16. So from a result standpoint, although as of late in Europe, especially against European teams, we haven't done well. We did well against Mexico and in the Dos Acero, but that's probably outbeat team against their C team. You know, I still think at the end of the day that he's trying to revolutionize the game, but I just don't see that happening on all levels. I'm just referencing youth development, player development, and coaching development, which to me is very important and vital to the success of this country. We need to produce better coaches. We need to produce, obviously, better players at all levels for us to be successful. For all young players to go to Europe is not always the right thing. I've been with 320, or actually 420 groups, and there's some guys that are ready and some guys are not. So to make statements like that, that makes me really wonder if he really understands the mentality in the U.S. Has he been here long enough to really have a good feeling for what the American player is all about, which is so much different than the European player? And you can complain about that. You can complain about the fact that might not be fit enough for certain parts of the season, which probably is a fact, but you also have to respect that the MLS is a very hard league to play in. The distances you have to cover, which you don't have to do in Europe, with the exception of the big teams that play in Europe that are 26 deep. Most of the starters are relied upon to play through time zones, through climatic changes, play in artificial turf, play on grass. It's a very, very demanding league. So players need some downtime. So I think that he should just focus on the task at hand and stay away from, you know, what he perceives to be good for MLS or for American soccer. Again, I think at this point in time, he's probably the right guy for the job. You know, I mean, he had a great playing career as a player, you know, no doubt about it. He's a sexy choice, which I'm sure has something to do with it as well. We all know, did he really coach the German team in the World Cup, or was it more Jurgen Löw, a short stint at Bayern? So I think he still has to prove himself as a manager, you know, if he can take a team beyond the round of 16. And I think he deserves that chance. I think he has the ability to probably do that, because we have a good group of players and some younger players coming through that that have some talent. So, you know what, I said what I needed to say, and I'm going to support Klinsmann and U.S. soccer going forward, because I think that's important. We need to be all on the same page. We don't need Don Garber having to fight with Sunil Gulati and Jurgen Klinsmann and vice versa to, you know, there's too much at stake. Everybody needs to work together.
Absolutely. Some really interesting insight there from Thomas Rongen, our guest here on World Soccer Talk Radio. Thomas, the former manager of the U.S. U-20 team. Two different stints, actually, combined into pretty much a full decade with the U.S. U-20s, and a storied managerial career in Major League Soccer, storied playing career here in America, and also the current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies of the North American Soccer League. So one point I got to make here that's really interesting is hearing coming from you, who's someone who was born in Holland and has embraced the culture of American soccer, and you've been here since the 70s and playing back in the old NASL. And we have Janusz Michalik, who's also someone who was born outside of the States in Poland and who came and played for the U.S. men's national team in the early 90s. And so hearing from you guys about dual nationality players is really quite fascinating. And one of the points that Janusz always touches on is that, hey, before we start catering to these guys, let's make sure they're good enough. And that was one of the main points that you had in there. And what a lot of people fear are are these middle of the road German American players. And so before we start, you know, catering to these players and bringing them in to U.S. camps, I think yourself, Thomas, myself, Janusz, a number of other respected journalists, former players, former coaches are all in that camp of, hey, let's do a little bit more research on these guys before we start laying out the red carpet for them to come in to the American soccer scene. Because as you so eloquently put it, there's nothing wrong with dual nationality players. And for me, one that you actually didn't mention there was Preki, and the arrival of Preki back in the mid-90s was just something that, that meant so much to me as a child and as a young supporter of American soccer. And you look historically speaking, going all the way back to 1930 and what immigrants have meant to the United States men's national soccer team. That is a discussion, again, we could go on for hours on that one. Sadly, we've only got 2 minutes left here with you, Thomas. And so let's end on this note. We're talking all about U.S. soccer, and you've been around the scene, as we said, for decades, going back to the old NASL, your time with the U-20 national team. What is your favorite memory, your favorite United States national soccer memory for you, Thomas?
I have a few. One is taking Argentina with Mascherano and Tevez to overtime in the Emirates, when Eddie Johnson was the Golden Boot winner and Clint Dempsey was on that team and Bobby Convey and Chet Marshall and Drew Moore, Ned Grabovoy, you know, was a Justin Mapp, Freddie Adu, and we pushed those guys. I mean, they had a hell of a team to the limit, and we lost eventually in OT. I was very proud of that the group, and I was very proud to see that quite a few of them went on to represent our senior national team. My second fondest memory probably was 2007 with the group of Michael Bradley, was Denny Satella, Freddie Adu, Josie Altidor, Robbie Rogers. I mean, that was a special group going forward as well. We beat Brazil with Joe, with Pato, with Marcelo, with Lucas. 3-1 in group play, and then we beat Argentina, which was pretty neat too, with Cavani and Luis Suarez 2-1 in the round of 16 in Toronto, where Michael Bradley scores the winner in OT. Yeah, those are, at the moment, you don't even realize that some of those guys were in the field, and later you just see some of these lineups, and you go, oh my God, I have a guy from Wake Forest and a guy from Indiana playing against Luis Suarez and Cavani and putting them in the back pocket. Neither one is playing anymore. It's Jules Valentin and Sarkozy, which is pretty amazing. And on the day, Luis Suarez and Cavani didn't get a lick. And now we're fast-forwarding 3 years later. Neither one of those defenders are playing professional soccer anymore. So that sums pretty much American soccer up. We have talent at a very young level.
Definitely, Thomas, definitely sums up the age-old philosophy of on your day, you are capable of beating anybody. Thomas Rongen, it has been a pleasure having you on the program, and hopefully we can do it again soon, sir.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Again, that was Thomas Rongen, the former U.S. U-20 manager and the current manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies. Fantastic discussion, talking about all things American soccer, little Dutch soccer, NASL, so much more. And when we get back, we're taking this train home. World Soccer Talk Radio, Sports Byline, Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call now. 877-499-MYTV. That's 877-499-MYTV.
Do you know which investment has tripled in price since the debt crisis and risen an average 20% a year for 11 years? It's not stocks, not bonds. It's silver. And right now, we at Lear Capital believe silver is poised to hit new record highs. And we're making it easier to own than ever. For a limited time, new customers with $5,000 or more to invest in gold or silver can get up to 10 certified Morgan Silver Dollars absolutely free. That's right, up to 10 100-year-old Morgan Silver Dollars when you invest $5,000 or more. A $600 value free. This offer is available for IRA accounts as well.
Call right now, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229, 800-631-9229. Call Lear Capital now, 800-631-9229.
My joints used to kill me. I'd wake up with stiff knees and a stiff back, and it wouldn't get much better throughout the day. I went to doctors and took almost every supplement you can think of, and nothing seemed to help. Then I found something called Oil Can Joint Lubricant. They use only top-of-the-line, all-natural ingredients, and I know many companies make similar claims, but here's the big difference. Oil Can ingredients are scientifically formulated to work together faster than anything else in the marketplace. That's guaranteed. I take Oil Can every day. My knee pain was gone in just a few days. So if you have knee pain, back pain, and you've tried everything, try Oil Can Joint Lubricant risk-free right now. I'm confident you'll have fewer aches and pains within days, or we will gladly refund your money. Call right now. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795. 800-989-1795.
World Soccer Talk Radio back here with you live on the Sports Byline USA Broadcasting Network. Another huge thank you to Mr. Thomas Rongen, the manager of the Tampa Bay Rowdies and the former head coach of the U.S. U-20 national team, a man with such a storied playing and coaching career and some fantastic insights into the current situation with the senior national team here in the United States. And that oh, so interesting German in charge of all of it, Jürgen Klinsmann. Some very interesting takes from Thomas on Jürgen Klinsmann. Is he the man for the job? What would Thomas be doing differently if he were at the helm? We talked about the Dutch national team, Thomas's native country. What Goose Hiddink is up to is the classic Dutch total football philosophy becoming a thing of the past. We sure hope not. Thomas thinks that it will go nowhere. Total football here to stay. Clockwork Orange lives on. Attacking fullbacks, they live on. I sure hope so. We talked about LVG, that stubborn Dutchman at Manchester United. How long will he be staying at Old Trafford? What will his season look like next year? Some very, very intriguing stuff. And we talked all about the North American Soccer League, the Tampa Bay Rowdies, their new look stadium, and all that's going on in NASL. A fantastic show. And before we end it, our condolences to you folks up there in French Canada. French Canada, I thought, was the best Canada. But sadly, Club America came through with a 4-2 victory in the second leg of this CONCACAF Champions League final, and they take the crown. But good on ya, Montreal. Allez, Montreal. Good effort, boys. It was a fantastic story, and I wish they could have pulled it through. But sadly, Club America crowned CONCACAF Champions League winners. Shout out to Nigel Pearson, you silly, stupid ostrich. Don't be asking me silly, stupid ostrich questions. For Jerry Burke, our producer, the gaffer, Christopher Harris, my name is Nate Aparea. Thanks for making this show a part of your evenings. World Soccer Talk Radio, we're with you tomorrow. Till then, cheers.